24 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. And I mentioned to you earlier, if you were listening, that Pat Lambie was going to join me this morning, and he is in the studio looking every inch the relaxed North Coast successful professional that he is. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And you're here because you've just built a home, a new house in a most gorgeous estate. So I thought it was a great opportunity to find out a little bit more about the decision to move to Ballito or to the North Coast, mm-hmm. and the decision to settle on this wonderful estate that you've chosen to make your home. So clearly everyone knows you as a very successful rugby player and has transitioned. How has it been transitioning from a sportsman to a gentleman of leisure?
Thanks, Dave. So yes, I was playing in France at the time when my rugby playing days finished, and naturally wanted to move back to South Africa to be close to family. Ballito was the obvious choice for the lifestyle that it offers, and family on both sides of the equation, mine and my wife Kate, were all in and around the area. And so we've been back here in this part of the world for 6 years now, and we have been living in our new home at Seaton Estate for the last 6 weeks. And we are thoroughly enjoying the space that it provides and the beautiful views and all the nature trails and the direct beach access, and all those beautiful things make you feel like you're on holiday every day of the week.
Well, you see, this is why I suppose so many folk are making the North Coast their home. But it must have been a huge change, because the pressures of playing sport at an international level in the 21st century, I mean, it's no longer somewhere just let's go and play a game. You know, it's very, very, very high performance, totally scientific, lots of intervention, incredible dedication, professionalism, and pressure like crazy. Suddenly it's over.
Yes.
Boom, like that. Now, I mean, it must have been a huge adjustment for you. And one would imagine that with all of that international exposure to the best of the, you know, in the world, you might have chosen to come home to a big city like Cape Town, and you know, all the attractions and things like that, because, well, it's got so much more to offer, ostensibly, to an international superstar like yourself.
Sure.
So why did you choose Ballito?
You're very flattering, Dave, but no, I'm a KZN boy through and through, born and bred, lived in Durban my whole life, and there's no other place in South Africa that I'd like to be living. There's no other place in the world that I would like to be living than out here on the North Coast of KZN. I know that there's a massive influx of families moving to the area because of everything that it has to offer: the schools, the shops, the entertainment, the beautiful housing estates, the beautiful beaches, all the entertainment that one could look for, hospitals, everything that you need is right here. And hopefully, you know, we keep going from strength to strength as an area where people do want to come and live in.
Okay.
But yeah, to answer your question around the transition, it was not easy. Obviously, a lot of my contemporaries are still playing and still watching them on the TV screens, and I would still love to be playing. I miss the high performance elements of it all that you mentioned. Obviously, the excitement of some travel and playing with teammates, training with teammates, the change room environment, both during the week and after a match, and then obviously the thrill of running out onto the field in front of thousands of people. But I do not miss the pressure that you referred to, or the injuries, you know, or some of the negative media and the publicity that comes with it when things aren't going so well. So that feels like a whole nother life. 6 or 7 years ago now since I played my last game, and my new life is family and weekends at home and to ourselves and time together and property developments.
But you've also got into, if I might just interject for a sec, quite a high pressure environment in property.
Look, there's no easy job in the world, but property development and the full cycle of it has been an interest of mine all my life. My dad has a background in property, so it's close to home, it's close to the family, and was very lucky that Collins Residential opened their doors to me when I finished playing and have given me a role within the group.
And what is your role?
I'm involved in some project coordination and sales and marketing for a few different estates that we are developing, mostly here on the North Coast, but there are a few in Umhlanga and one up in the Midlands.
So you have become a kind of brand ambassador as well for the Collins Group. And yes, a very good one.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so, I mean, we obviously had line of sight on Seaton as a new estate, and we dived at the opportunity to secure a piece of land for ourselves and build our dream home. And with all of that, there was this play where we could document the build process and try and, show people what it takes from buying a vacant site, designing and building your home, and make that feel less intimidating. And with that, I guess you could say that I am representing Seaton as an estate, and I'm a brand ambassador, if you like, for Seaton Estate.
Okay. Now, you've just gone through the process of building. Some people say it's a terribly frustrating process. How did you find it?
Yeah, so I found it very rewarding and fulfilling. Obviously, being in the property game and in the development game, to put yourself in the shoes of a customer or of a client as such was very enjoyable and rewarding. And seeing something go from a piece of paper with a few lines on it to a render and a 3D model and then into actually real life, and also being blown away by the finished product, way better than we ever had dreamed of or imagined.
Wow, so you obviously used a good architect and a good contractor, and I think that's key to it, huh?
Correct, exactly. So if you have a really good professional team to hold your hand through the whole process, take away a lot of the stress and a lot of the frustrations, because every build has them, then it can be a really rewarding and enjoyable process, which it was for us. It wasn't all sunshine and roses. Obviously, we had delays, we had frustrations, we had things that didn't go our way. But in the end, and having lived in the home now for only 6 weeks, all of those frustrations and things that we were tearing our hair out with and losing sleep at night over are a long distant memory.
Now it's a new estate. Seaton has been, it had a long history of stop, start. And now it's all systems go. What's it like living on the estate?
Yeah, so the long history was another developer way back when, many, many years ago. Seaton officially launched in 2019. And so it's been a very fast-paced development. The rate of sale has been extraordinary. Of the 600 pieces of land in total that are for sale, there are 500 already sold and spoken for. There are already 30 homes built, another 40 under construction. By the end of this year, over 100 of the 600 houses built. Infrastructure, gatehouse is done. Our facilities are being built this year. Half of the roads are already complete, obviously, with homeowners now living there. And by the end of this year, every single road is tarred and all the bulk infrastructure is in, and people can get on with enjoying the estate and building their dream homes on it.
And what are some of the facilities that the estate's going to offer that is exceptional?
Okay, so obviously everyone is very excited about the beach club, and we have a kilometer of beachfront property onto Christmas Bay, which is spectacular. And then we have the Seaton Country Club that's got a cricket oval, leisure pool, lap pool, gym, paddle, tennis, squash, multi-court, you name it, it's going
rugby
to be
field.
There. Well, the cricket field will be big enough to fit some soccer goals and rugby posts on as well within. So, yeah, a legitimate cricket pitch, not a synthetic one, plus soccer goals and a rugby post. And then there's a small element of an equestrian offering. There's some stables and an arena, some lunge rings, and beautiful bridal paths all over the estate. So already we have people hopping on their horses and riding down onto the beach and back up again.
It sounds like the ideal lifestyle. There's got to be a downside somewhere.
It really is idyllic. I mean, we have been blown away by the peace and the serenity that we've experienced since moving there. The bird life is incredible. The sounds of nature, waking up in the morning and going to bed at night, over and above the noise of the ocean in the background. The views are expansive. Look, there is some heavy machinery floating around, but it's all in the distance at the moment. And I guess if you build your home and your neighbor decides to build after you, well, then there might be some banging and crashing for a year or so whilst your neighbor completes their home. We're very lucky. Our little neighborhood, our pocket, our street, is all but done now. So,
well, I was going to say that also, though, is a kind of investment opportunity, because buying now, they must have worked in the inconvenience factor, which means the price would be slightly, I would imagine, at this point in time, lower than once the estate is complete. That's when the prices are really going to go through the roof.
Look, I think buying directly from the developer now, certainly the early bird catches the worm. And if you look at trends on the North Coast, on all of the estates who are now considered mature, so your Zimbalis and BTs, your Dunkirks, your Bretonwoods and the like, the people who got in early, who bought land early from the developer, who built their homes early, are now smiling because they're making huge returns. And I think the same will be true, and the trend will continue with Seton, and especially because of its unique offering of direct beach access.
Wow. And for anyone listening to this thinking, I've got to investigate further because it sounds like a good opportunity, who do you suggest they contact?
There's a sales team on the ground, the Seton sales team. They can hop onto the website, setonestate.co.za. They can go to social media, and they'll find one of our sales agents, Tyler or Matthew or Donald, who will be able to help them, show them around. We've got an open game viewer that cruises around our potential purchasers and clients all over the estate. They'll give you a lowdown and show you what's on offer.
Wow. And you too could be living the life with your very famous neighbor, Pat Lambie, on Seton on the North Coast. Well, Pat, thanks so much for joining me on the morning show, giving us that little overview of a life beyond. And it sounds like you've got a really good head on the shoulders and a really wonderful life with family in an ideal situation. We wish you long life, lots of success in the future.
It's very kind of you, Dave. Thank you. And thanks for having me this morning.
And the morning show continues.